Hi, this is
Blog Talk Radio.
Dream. Good afternoon, this is Dream Spirit Walker, hosting today on the subject of analogy of dreams and how important it is to understanding your dreams and your purpose and what you're supposed to do in life. And let's see if there's any callers not of yet. Well, for the importance of dreams in life, it's been written in several different beliefs. One of the most popular is in the Christian belief of the three or seven cattle, fattened cattle, and then the seven starved cattle that ate the fat cattle, which predicted the 7 years of plenty and the 7 years of fasting. And good afternoon, area code 858. You're on the air.
Oh, I didn't press one. I was just listening in. Well, hello.
Hello.
Are you? This is the first time I've ever called in. I was going to listen. So are you doing readings or?
Well, I'm basically doing analogies of dreams, like any dreams that you've had that might be disturbing that you need a little understanding, a little bit of a reading on them, just a real brief one.
Oh, I don't have a dream, but I do have something interesting that happened. I don't know if this helps.
Okay.
My husband dropped some change, and one of the pennies, it rolled about 30 feet on its edge, and it never fell over.
Well, that's interesting. Pennies made of copper, which is basically for protecting, and it never fell flat, but it rolled away. Might want to look at where some of the expenses are going. If you're having a problem financially, find out where they're going, because they're doesn't sound like they're really going anywhere. They're disappearing out of the book like a miscalculation or something, like I usually used to do when I had a checkbook. Does that help understand anything?
Oh yeah, I just thought it might have. I just thought it was interesting that the penny never fell over. I thought there was.
Well, it is interesting because pennies do have a slight rounded edge, not completely flat. If you look at it really close, it is a little rounded.
Yeah, it's also not on the flat surface; it's on the blacktop. So,
that's definitely interesting. If you want, you can hang on the line. I'll bring in another caller, and if you feel like putting an input in, oh, they're gone. But did that help any?
Oh no, yeah, no, I was just sharing it. So that is interesting.
Oh yeah, it's interesting. I would say that to probably look a little closer to where some of the extra money that's like disappearing. Because I have that problem because I don't really keep track of my extra change in my piggy bank.
Right. I could see that.
Okay. I hope that helped you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Okay, I'm Dream Spirit Walker. I'm here doing just a analogy of dreams or something that is strange. If you want, give us a call, and I'll see if I can help you out. Good afternoon, area code 207.
Hi,
you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good.
Go ahead.
Pardon? No, I was just asking, is there a dream you wish to discuss?
I used to dream about my husband who passed away at this point 23 years ago. And every time I dreamt about him, he would come back, but then he would just always leave. He was either, I think, remarried or it was just odd.
Well, he might be just checking to see how you were doing, too. I mean, one way that I've learned to talk to the guides and the spirits is through dreams because it's the only way I can hear verbally what's going on. And I have to write it down in the morning if I feel that's what it is. Do you feel like he's just checking on you or he's just... Or did he even have a habit?
I think it was probably just a checking up, you know, as far as dreams were concerned, because he would never stay. It was just odd. He would always disappear.
Oh, he probably was. I mean, I have my current fiance. We occasionally actually see him standing in our house, and he died probably 5 or 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And her sisters even have the same thing. It kind of freaks them out, but it doesn't bother us. And that smirk on his face is like, ha ha, I'm here. That's what he did when
you.
That's the same smirk he had when he would check on us to see what we were doing in the bedroom, talking or discussing, and he'd just stand there at the door with that smirk on his face. Just basically being the father and checking in.
Yeah. Interesting.
Does that help you any?
Well, I guess it does. I sort of already figured that out. So are you only taking dream questions?
At the moment, because this is my first show, and I'm trying to get the feel of it.
Okay.
But
because I have
at the moment, next.
Yeah.
Now, if you have another question, I might be able to help.
Well, I had interesting thing that has been brought to my attention is that I'm on I'm embarking on a spiritual path, and would be interested to know in what your take was on what that path might be, if you could pick up something.
Spiritual, as in which part of the psychic spiritual?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, that's one area I do have a little difficulty with. I know from my control is that you do have a strong in faith of a higher power that is in light work.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you can do medium channeling. Like I'm speaking with the other at the past dead and seeing if communicating with the living with between them.
Oh, that's possible. That's possible. You know, I think there's a whole new part of my life. I'm old enough to finally have paid my dues. And there's a whole new part of my life that seems to be opening up that I really feel excited about. I can't quite put my finger on what exactly is going on, you know, and it involves my work, my family. It just involves, like, everything. And
Oh, go ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
And I can just feel that something, you know, it's like an earthquake getting ready to erupt. So I can feel this sense of, you know, embarking on another path, a whole new path, a whole new change in basically all areas of my life.
Oh, yeah, it does. It just does affect you, everything in your life, from
mm-hmm.
work to friends. It definitely affects that. But if you want, I'll bring in another caller, and we can all chat till we get more people, and we can all discuss about other paths and stuff, because I do have some knowledge of it, but not a lot.
Oh, well, that's okay. I just wanted to see if you had a take on this, and, I don't want to tie up your time, but I appreciate your help.
Okay, thank you much. And again, we run the Psychic Gone Wild so far that I know of, 3 days a week, four days a week now, going on five. So
through the
weekend, you'll have some actual psychic readers that can actually do some reading.
Well, I've had a reading from Jethro. I know Jethro.
Okay.
I have had a reading from Jethro.
Yeah, he's the one that got me on this.
Yeah, he's in charge of the show, right?
Oh, yeah.
Kind of.
Oh, yeah. But,
well, good luck to you.
Okay, good luck to you, and I hope you figure out what you're trying to figure out with your path.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh,
okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Hello, area code 858, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, it's the same one. The lady who was just on, I saw that if you could get her back on the phone, I felt pressure in the center of her chest, like she was nervous. And if that's correct, then that would have been her. But what I saw for her was the gift of sight, that she could see images. In practicing meditation, she could be using her third eye, and I believe she could see. She has the gift of seeing, is what I saw for her. I don't know if she can still hear or not, but that's what I got. Is that if she starts meditating and starting to use her third eye, she'll be able to get information via images.
Yeah, I hope I told her right that I was feeling that she couldn't, like, be the channeler speaking between the dead, but along with speaking, you should be able to see him so you can describe him to him, because there are all those who can doubt. You're probably right there. I'm not going to doubt you there, because my chest is racing like a... right now. It's not even funny.
Oh, it's your chest that's racing.
Yeah, I'm racing, because this is...
Nobody's
this is
wrong,
new to me.
But, yeah,
no, actually, so I think we're both right, because this is actually my first show. I'm a little nervous, but... and I'm trying to help Jeff out with these calls and express my knowledge, because I've been having intense dreams, and I've actually been what's called walking amongst dreams. When I fall asleep, I'll go from one dream to someone else's dream. I have no business being there, far as I know, but it's all bringing up things like the importance of dreams. I mean, it's probably my guides guiding me like they're supposed to. And that's why I want to bring up to people that there is importance with dreams.
Definitely. Sometimes, since you do that, sometimes when I'm waking up, like at that point right before we wake up, I'll hear a voice that tell me a message. Would you say that's a guide? It's just so clear as if someone's telling you something, and then you wake up and start your day.
Yeah, or you know how you wake up, but you're not really comprehensive? That's when I usually feel I'm being told something, or I actually hear something. It's like, wait, I'm awake. I'm not in the dream. Why did I just hear that last part? Or it's, yeah, that would, in my opinion, that's the guy that's talking, trying to make a point that you learn something and you do what you're supposed to do. And it's something that's recently gotten really intense with me.
So
I've been getting a really strong push.
Have you tried meditating yourself? Do you meditate?
Yeah. I've been actually, right before I fall asleep, I'll do a real, real brief meditation to center myself. And like last night, because I've kind of doing this online, on air, I wanted to make sure that I was centered and know what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
But,
Have you tried when you just not when you're falling asleep, but when you're awake, to sit and meditate and go into silence and to ask for information to come to you?
I haven't done that in the past week because I'm home with my son during the day, and it gets hectic when my fiance gets home, but getting out and doing the time by myself sometimes gets a little hard because my son, he's a little clingy.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually today got him to, like, I pulled out a lot of my metaphysical stuff and got him, like, the oils and stuff. I got him smelling them, and he actually calmed down. He was so wound up, it wasn't even funny. But a lot of this is because of Jeff's girl's book that he's got, Living in the Psychic Realm. I bought it, and I'm remembering lessons that I was taught in the past and that I have completely forgot, because I had put this down for a long time, and over the past couple months I've picked it back up and trying to get myself built back up to where I was.
Right.
So I'm getting there. It's just got to relearn everything I pretty much put down when I got... Basically, it was a promise to my ex-wife. I wouldn't mess with it, and we moved. And it's just been just one of those things I probably should have never done.
What, to put it aside?
Yeah, put everything aside and go with her belief system.
No, I think it makes sense.
Yeah.
To do that. It makes sense to me. That's what I do. Don't tell anybody. No, I think it's...
I didn't catch your name. If you want, we can use your name on the air or just your area code.
Area code's fine. I'm in the closet.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
So I don't know if the lady is still on the call who called in earlier, but mine came later in life too. So I also learned at a later age. So channeling, and I'm an empath, and I'm able to... mediumship, able to speak to those who've crossed over, and I always had it, but it came to me later that it started clicking for me. So I could relate also to what she was saying when she feels like something's opening up. But I think a lot of times it does come later.
Yeah. Did you feel the hard push of things opening up over the past 6 months?
Did I feel the hard push of things open the last 6 months?
Yeah. Newer abilities, something that you ain't totally familiar with, but you kind of got an idea on? Because there's been a lot of people getting it.
Well, not newer, but maybe a little clearer and maybe a little more confident. But maybe that's more accurate. It's not new, it's just clearer.
Yeah. Now, when you do your meditations, do you do the balancing your chakras?
Yeah, I do that. And if I don't have a lot of time, I just ground myself really quick. And for balancing the chakras, that's very powerful. I can do it. I'll do that just on my own. But I have an iPhone. I downloaded an app that is just amazing, where you're spoke to. Actually, it wasn't an app. It was iTunes, and this gentleman speaks you through the chakras, and it's very strong. And I feel very balanced after doing his meditation. But it's, I don't know if I'm allowed to, let's see what his name is.
The reason why I asked about the chakras is because I do that method a lot, because especially if I'm feeling like I'm getting scattered brain or something ain't making sense that I can't focus on, I'll do the chakras, and it helps with me grounding and actually centering my concentration on the topic that's decent.
Right.
Have you had
and also when you do your chakra, where as you go through each chakra and you can feel which one is stuck. And then you can ask what is it that's causing me to be stuck? And you can start to move the energies out and so spend more time on one chakra than another one.
Yeah. Have you had a chance to get that book that Jethro wrote?
No, this is my first time to call in. I didn't hear anything.
Okay. It's called Living in the Psychic Realm by Kay and Jethro E. Smith. Jethro is actually my teacher, and
uh-huh.
he's the one that runs this show.
Uh-huh.
And his book is really, really good. It's got some old, old lessons. A lot of it, I remember, like I said, when I started reading the book, I started remembering my lessons. And I'm going back through them, starting from the ones I remember the furthest back and working my way back up. But a lot of these does help and help you grow in strength. And I'm going to bring another person in. Hello, area code 908. You're on the air.
Yes, hi. My name is James. I was just in a relationship, and it just ended. And I was just wondering, like, because I had a feeling for a while that something wasn't right and the relationship ended. And I was just wondering if she was the right girl or if I'm going to meet somebody else.
Do you have any input? 858? Yeah. Sorry.
I can try for you. What's her first name?
My first name?
Just the lady. What's her first name?
Oh, her name is Jamie. I was feeling like something's been off for the last month or so.
What? Well, don't tell me anything. Well, hold on.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Hold on. Okay, so could you just say her first name, more or less where she might be right now, and you could say her age?
She's probably at work. And she's 32 years old.
You say she's 33, but I was thinking she was in her 20s. Would you say she's
She's 32.
32. Would you say she's a young 32, though? Because when you first started speaking of her,
yes, she's a young 32, yes. She hasn't, she's never even been on her own yet, like in her own apartment.
Yeah, well, don't talk too much because it'll throw me off. Hold on a second. Because I don't know if it's because you told me or if I'm getting new information. So just hold on just a second. I just get that she's young, meaning in even in dating mind, she's young. Give me your name real quick. Let me see where you are.
Oh, my name is James.
Okay. And you feel more intense. For example, right smack in the middle of your chest, I would say you tense up right there, right at the rib cage. So you have more intense, it's not negative, it's just personality. You have more of an intense energy, and her energy is more light and childlike. Would you say that's true?
Yes, you know what? You're right, yes.
Yeah, she sounds like a more young in mind than you are. You're more matured in mind, and she's probably, being that she's young in the dating scene and in mind and all, she may come back, or I can't say that because how young she does come across. But what we're doing today is we're actually talking about dream analogies. If you have dreams that are disturbing or something that you want to discuss that's reoccurring in dreams, that maybe we can actually discuss about that if you wish.
I don't know. I can't remember the last dream I had.
Okay. Real quick, just to summarize, I feel that James is actually ready for something a little more serious than she is.
Yeah.
So I don't see her coming around soon. I see James moving on to find someone a little more serious that matches his energy. Their energy doesn't match at all. They're just mismatched. I mean, she might be fun to go out with, but for a relationship, I feel that you two are not matched. You drive each other crazy. That's what
I'm saying. You know, yes. Thank you very much.
Yeah. I hope she can
help you. Could you keep me on hold so I can listen to the rest of the show?
Sure. I can do that. I'll bring in another caller. Hello, Ariel Code 703. You're on the air.
Hello.
Wow, that was cool.
Is this Ariel Code 703?
Yes, it is.
Okay, you're on the air.
How are you?
Pretty good. You have any questions on dreams that's been bothering you, or any questions in general that we might be able to help with?
Energies don't match. So on what he says, she's more childlike. She's been in the dating scene, but she seems very young, a young 32. And you need somebody more mature.
Are you talking about me, or are you talking somebody else? I'm sorry.
Okay. I don't know what's going on with the speakers. Let's see what's going on. So,
hello?
Area code 7. Yeah, go on.
Hello, I heard somebody say something, and was that referring to me? Was that or something else?
Yeah, I think he was making a remark. He's off the line. He's not there.
Okay.
But anyhow, is there anything? Okay, we covered the date, the dream analogy. The reason why I wanted to bring that up is, like I was explaining to area code 858, is clear back in history through all religious, there's been dreams that people use that they're to talk to their higher powers and their spirit guides and all that.
Right.
And I was trying to stress the importance of understanding your dreams. And I'm bringing another person on, area code 865. You're on the air.
Hi, I'm Lisa. How are you?
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. I had a dream of actually. There were several things that I wanted to ask you, but I have a reoccurring dream of being in a large body of water, and I've had this dream most of my life, and I'm not sure if it's something from a past life or if it's something that's going to happen in my future.
Okay. Is there anything in your past that emotionally that you've been struggling with?
Yes.
Okay. One thing about water and dreams, it stresses the emotions that you're holding.
Uh-huh.
And if you're holding too much of it, you can get a sense of drowning in
uh-huh.
your dreams. And
I never.
You might,
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. That's right. Go ahead.
I never really drowned in my dreams. I'm just always, it's a very lonely feeling of just being alone.
Okay. Did you have an open relationship, open relationship with your parents of talking about your feelings?
No, I never did.
Okay. Do you have anyone now that you can actually discuss your feelings like that?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. The reoccurring dreams, is there some things, I'm picking up there's some things that you may want to discuss with them about the loneliness in the water? Are you on a raft or a boat or anything, or are you just swimming in them?
Just floating along, and it's always a different body of water. It's never the same body, the same place.
Okay, because if it's a flowing body of water, like a river, it would mean that your emotions are flowing more. And you use that flow motion to get in contact with your emotions. I had to do this exercise to get in touch with my emotions because I had some things about my past that I had to get rid of. But if it's a still thing, you need to figure out where the flow is supposed to go and get it back flowing. Because when it's still and you're just floating there, your emotions ain't doing anything. But if it's like a large body and there's no river off of it and it's just rapid, it's like your emotions are getting a little turmoil and you need to break them out and talk about it.
Right. Okay. That makes sense. And the other thing was, you guys were talking about chakras. Through meditation once, my dad passed in 1991, and through meditation and astral travel, I was able to meet up with him in 2010. And I've been having a real hard time lately when I am meditating, being able to astral travel. Do you have any advice for me?
Oh, that would be interesting because I do most of mine in my sleep, to be honest. And how I know it's different than a regular dream and all, it's like an actual projection, is when I wake up, I feel a sense of being somewhere besides home. And I actually physically felt like I walked there.
Right. Are they very vivid?
Yeah.
Okay. I dream like that as well sometimes. I'm kind of stuck in a rut right now, and I'm not sure what's going on with me now that I'm not able to do this. It's kind of frustrating.
Okay. There is a method of exercise that I was taught when I was younger. I'll go ahead and tell it to you to help you out. Is when you do it, don't be sitting down. Lay flat on your back. Put your feet flat on the ground. Bend your knees so your feet are flat on the ground. And you do your chakra exercise. And then you focus the earth energy coming up and flowing and filling your body where your spirit's leaving through the top of your head and then go straight through the roof of the house. Don't go out the windows or doors, just through the roof. And that should help you start doing it. And always go to a wheat field or a body of water because they're protection elements. And go to the date that you're seeking or ask the questions that you want.
Right.
And if you're familiar with your spirit guides or your totems, ask them for your help, for their help. And that should help you go where you need to go.
Okay, thank you very, very much. I appreciate you.
No problem.
Thank you.
You have a nice evening.
You too.
Okay. And we're talking about dream analogies and psychic or astral projection. Psychic projection, that's different. But we're talking about astral projection and dream analogy. And area code 858, you're still on the air. You got any input on the last call you want to share?
I was enjoying listening. I think what you said is, I mean, I wouldn't say anything different. I did see that she's got an energy on the third eye and the on her eyes that she's blocked. But it's more of her analytical mind getting in the way than her allowing herself just to go. So the blockage is, you know, when we overthink, I think she's allowing herself to overthink rather than allowing it just to happen, is what I got.
Yeah. Yeah, I felt a little pressure there, but I didn't think it was the third eye. You may be right there, though, because I was told that's been my, when I first started astroing with my teacher, he told me that's my biggest thing, is quit trying too hard, because you're actually blocking yourself. And that's where he taught me the exercise to let the earth energy absorb the empty space as it goes out, and you, it just go.
Right.
It's actually really, really cool effect. I mean, because your body's grounded and you can just soar. It's a really cool thing. I've actually had a few dreams where I felt like I did that, and I didn't feel quite far in the morning because I didn't understand where I went, because I didn't remember. That's why I'm getting back in the habit of, when I feel those intense dreams and whatnot, to write them down and try to remember every little detail as possible, because that can help too.
Right. I haven't asked to travel, because I guess I want to try that. That sounds interesting. And I like how you said to lay down, because I always know that you're supposed to ground through your feet, but I
yep.
want to lay down sometimes, and I'm thinking, well, how can I connect through your feet, it's not your root chakra, but how can I connect my feet to the center of the earth if I'm laying down?
the first lesson for that is imagine your energy of your red chakra growing tree roots down your legs and into the ground and grounding you like a big oak tree.
Right, the root chakra, but my problem was feet were laying down, my feet were facing them, not to the center of the earth, so you just gave me a technique I'm going to try. I'm really excited about, actually.
Yeah, and it does help. It does help with grounding, and there's times when I get home from work and I'm so wound up I can't relax, I have to sit down and do a real quick round. And it helps me to keep up with my son. Because if I get wound up, and he knows it, he's really going to get wound up.
They can feel you, definitely.
Oh, yeah, I know he does. I mean, in the past, I was gone for a while doing some time on a DUI, and it just devastated him when I came back. I had this full face of beard. I didn't have it. He wouldn't let me touch him until I shaved that off, and, oh, now I recognize you.
Yeah.
So, and I did a lot of changing while I was there, because I made up my mind I'm going to get back into what I was supposed to be doing all along, because it was my spirituality is what I was ignoring.
And getting back into it
since I've been out has been really, really helpful here at the house.
Yeah. It's good to be true to yourself.
Yeah. That's one of the worst things a person can probably do. And again, I'm going to mention Jeff's book, The Living in the Psychic Realm. You can get it at, it's done by Barnes & Noble, and you can get it at any bookstore that's Barnes & Noble. If it's not on the shelf, you usually can order it. And it's about the hardback. This is the store I went to. They only did the hardback, but it's $30 for hardback and it's $15 for the paperback. And again, it does have a lot of these lessons that we've actually discussed in it. And then another thing, lesson that's in it that I remember that he taught me was the drinking herbal teas before you do any psychic work and afterwards, or even before meditation, because certain herbs help your body, refocuses the body where it's supposed to be. Like rosemary is rosemary is a nervous system regenerator. It regenerates the nervous system.
Okay.
And it's really, really good tea, if you can find it. And better yet, make it yourself. It's not that hard.
Right.
And then lavender is...
Oh, yeah. Lavender is awesome.
Yeah, it's really good for relaxing when you're stressed and or when you're getting ready to meditate. It's really good for astroing.
And I use it for not necessarily tea, but aromatherapy before I meditate. The lavender is really good.
Yeah, that helps. It's like I used to drink a lot of coffee and I quit doing it. And then I found this coffee that another one of Jeff and another couple of our psychics that do the show, they all do this coffee that's called Organo Gold. We all have a website and we sell it. And it's got a mushroom in it. Where's my papers on it? I got them up. But it's a mushroom. The slang term was the mushroom of eternal life because it heals so many parts of the body and affects it in such a positive way. It actually, it's got latte cocoa, coffee, and it's a really good product. I got it, and I got some people interested, but with the economics the way they are right now, we're working at a mom-and-pop restaurant, it just makes it hard for them to order it.
Yeah.
But it's really good. It got rid of my acid reflux for the most part. Now I have minimal acid reflux problems.
Well, I live next to a Barnes & Noble, so I'm going to go look for his book. And
yeah,
I need to go take my daughter's guitar lesson.
Oh.
And
okay.
And I really had fun. Thank you very much for letting me share your time.
Oh, no problem. And you do have a gift here. You might want to look into it. If you can, get a hold of Jethro on one of his Saturdays, I think he does,
mm-hmm.
Saturdays or Sundays,
mm-hmm.
and get a hold of him and ask him. He does readings off the show, too.
Okay.
And
thank
in
you.
Fact, any of the psychics that's on, they can do a reading for you.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing. Have a wonderful evening.
You too. And you have a nice day. Area code 858.
Bye. I'm in the.
Oh shit! And our show is still got 20 minutes into yet to the show. If there's anyone who wants to give me a call at 773-897-6461, you're welcome to call and give any input that you feel that you need to. If you have any questions about dreams or anything that I may have knowledge of, like past exercises to recenter yourself to help you out. Again, I'm here for another 20 minutes. I'm here for your call. And the book that I've been mentioning is done by the guy who runs the show, Jethro Smith, and it's a really good book. I personally find it really interesting because I've known him for over 20 years, and I'm finding out things about him I didn't know that's in the book. But it does explain a lot about the spirituality and the things about the psychic realm that is needed to be in the open so people can understand it and quit fearing it and brushing it on the carpet. And again, we're talking about dream analogy and a little bit of astral projection so far tonight. And I was hoping there'd be someone who'd be interested in animal totems if they feel that they're confused on what animal totems they may have. I might be able to help direct them to that because I've discovered an exercise that helps with that. And if anyone's out there who's listening and wants to give a call at 773-897-6461, you're welcome to call. And hello, area code 805. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Audrey.
Hey, Audrey.
And I've heard just a little bit now about astral projection, and I'm interested in that.
Okay. Have you felt like you've done any out-of-body experiences?
You know, I've tried, and I'm not sure that I'm getting anywhere with it or not. And I never seem to land where I want to go. What can you tell me? What can I do?
I can tell you an exercise that can help you. I mean, if you really want to astral project, you can actually astral to a past life or even further into life. It's a real neat exercise. What you do is you lay flat on your back, you bend your knees, put your feet flat on your on the ground. Do you know anything about the chakras?
Yes.
In the okay. You do your chakra exercise, but you use your red chakra and imagine tree roots going down your legs and into the ground, keeping your feet on the ground like lead weight. And at the same time, you bring in the earth energy as you're feeling yourself leave through your indigo chakra. And as you're leaving, your body fills up with the grounding energy, so it's basically that helps you stay put. And to travel, is there a specific place you wanted to travel or time?
Well, I kind of wanted to make contact with a spirit guide, and I had read that that I should ask if I can't do it, you know, in my waking time, I should ask to do it astrally. And so far, I'm not having any luck with that.
Okay. Well, if you want to do the spirit guide, what you can do is go to a body of water or wheat field and sit there when you're doing the exercise and just keep asking the guides to if they can show yourself or show you what they need to tell you. And then, like for me, I have to do it through dreams. What I do is do it at the exercise before I go to bed, and then I will astral while I'm asleep. And then they will take me where I need to go, and then I have to decipher what they're telling me. And that's one way to get in contact.
Pardon? And you remember when you wake up?
Yeah, most of the time I do remember. Do I have to what?
Do you have to do anything before you begin this process? Say, like, ask to be able to remember? Or one thing I read was asking your before you begin this procedure to ask your brain to stay awake while you are asleep and trying to project. Do you do anything like that?
What I do is I ask in prayer in a more religious aspect, not just the brain, because mm-hmm. when you astral and you're dealing strictly with your spiritual aspect is leaving the body and going to a place. Your body stays put. But when your spirit comes in, it'll fill in the blanks with the physical, with the brain. That's why it feels to me. But
no,
I would ask in a prayer. Yeah, ask in prayer that before you take this journey that you will remember the things that you're supposed to remember so you know what you're supposed to be doing. And I have to do that constantly, especially with the dreams that I've been having that doesn't make any sense, but I'm remembering and I remember them more than halfway through the day. And it's like, okay, I used to write them down when I first got up. Now I write them down 2 or 3 hours after I get up because they don't leave my head. I keep seeing it. So are dreams that... And then what?
And then you ask to understand what it was supposed to mean?
Yeah. You ask to remember, to understand, and to be guided to where you're supposed to be.
So, and
does
have
you
received valuable guidance?
I've received that I have slacked off on a lot of things that I need to correct or get back into doing, like I mentioned in the past caller, that I had in the past put all my metaphysical beliefs and my spiritual beliefs, I had just laid it all down, and by doing so, that was the wrong thing to do. I was nothing but miserable, and then the dreams weren't making any sense, and now that I'm getting back into doing these things and being spiritual with it, it's making a lot more sense, and things aren't so confusing anymore.
So, but you think that spirit guide's telling you this? You don't think that's your higher conscience?
No, I don't think it's higher conscience. It's a spiritual conscience. After all, the body does live within a physical form, lives inside of a physical body. The spiritual lives within the physical body. And I can't remember where in the Bible that I read that if you can separate your spiritual desires from your physical desires, you basically, you're on the right path. I don't know if that makes any sense.
For me, if I get what feels like a message, I have a hard time telling whether it's my higher conscious talking to me or if it's actually a spirit guide. I can't tell the difference. Okay, but you can tell the difference?
Oh, yeah, you'll feel it. When you do you'll feel... If it's not your higher conscious, you'll feel pressure building around your temples. That would be your guide talking to you.
Okay.
That's
the
windows.
Cool.
That's the spiritual ears, the windows. And I'm going to bring in another caller, if you don't mind. Hello, Erica 484. You're on the air.
Yes, hi. This is the first time I found your show.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I mean, do you answer, like, relationship questions? Because that's what I have.
Okay. I can try to answer them, but today we have 4 or 5 different psychic readers that does the show throughout the week. And I've been doing this show on dreamology and astral projection and totems. But if you have a question, I can try to answer you. And if not... I can give you time tomorrow. There's another psychic reader. She can probably help you with that, too. They're all really good.
Are you a psychic reader yourself?
I read things through vibrations.
Okay. Well, and you said about dreams. It's funny that you said that because I had a dream about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, that my ex that I started seeing now for the last couple of months off and on, I had a dream that he showed up unexpectedly without no notice with all of his clothing belongings in about 8 or 9 black garbage bags. And he showed up and he had a female driving a black vehicle and all of his belongings were in the trunk. And she opened up the trunk and put all of his black garbage bags on the sidewalk and he carried them up the path into my house. And I had a full discussion with him in the dream that I remembered. And I said, you know, you didn't discuss this with me. I didn't know this was happening. And he says, well, here I am. I'm here now. So I know that this is going to come to pass because shortly after I had the dream, he was at my door stating that there is a lot of problems where he's living right now. And I just want to know a time frame of when you see this stuff happening.
Okay, I'm not good with time frames, but I can tell you it sounds like he's going to be coming to your house because he has nowhere else to go.
Right.
I mean, as a close friend. He's your ex, right?
Right, but we were broken up for 6 years, but we reunited and, you know, we've been seeing each other and, you know, he told me that he's, you know, finally in love with me and this and that. So I'm assuming that he wants a relationship.
Well, it sounds like he does, and if he does show up on your doorstep like that, I would probably say he's expecting one.
Right, the last time I seen him, which was maybe 4 or 5 days ago, he told me, you know, if things get any closer, that's going to mean a deep commitment to you, and that's what he was telling me, so that was kind of deep for him to even just say that, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's trying to prepare me for this deep commitment or what he's doing. I don't know.
Well, it sounds like he's preparing you for the fact that it's going to happen. To him, it's already happened if he's discussing it and preparing you for it. I mean, as a male, that's what I would say, hey, I'll be talking to you about moving in or whatever. Be prepared, because if you don't want this to happen, it's going to happen in the relationship. That's what I gave my ex-wife the ultimatum before we got married. But that's what I did, and in a way that was kind of a mistake, but it was a lesson learned. But it sounds like he may be coming back.
Said, you're right, and he said, you know, if I take that next step and we get deeper, then that's a serious commitment to you, meaning me.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that. I don't, you know.
Well, are you going to be seeing him in the next couple of days?
I'm not sure because he's in a bad predicament. He's in a mess. He's staying with the mother of his 2 children, and they are not getting along, and he's there for the kids' sake, and he don't want to be there for the kids' sake, and he's not married to her. And it's just a big mess. And when he came to my door, it was like 1 o'clock in the morning, and the police were up there, and they had her arrested for hitting him. So, you know, I don't know what's going on.
Well, it sounds like that saying of staying together with kids is not one of my recommendations. Unless you can live together like grown people and not constantly be at each other's throats. And
right.
Apparently she doesn't want to do that with him. And knowing that he's got someone, she's probably still looking for someone. It probably causes her a little more stress. And she might be a little jealous of the fact that another woman can be a mother figure to the kids.
Right. And she really didn't know that he was back talking to me. I actually sent her a message, and I was like, look, I want to let you know that he's been coming around and talking to me, and he was staying here off and on when you guys are having fights. So she really didn't know all that.
Ah. So So she probably feels a little betrayal, and that's another reason why she's... That makes sense. Have I helped you with anything on that?
Yes, but I just want to make sure that, you know, I'm not in a mess. Okay. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know. Where is this going to go?
Okay, the reader that we have on tomorrow, she's really,
yeah.
really good, and I do recommend her. Her name's Kelly Kohler, and she will be on between 1 and 3 o'clock my time, and my time now is 5:20.
Okay.
So
you're not really picking anything else up, or?
No, I was more focusing on, trying to focus on when he might show up, and I can say if he does show up, and if there is a female in the car, if she gets out of the car, you may have to call the police. That I do pick up, because she gets out of the car, it's not going to be pretty.
Well, she does get out of the car in the dream because she's getting all of his belongings out of the trunk.
Yeah, and she's probably throwing it, is what I was picking up when you were said that she was in the car getting out. And all I was picturing was her grabbing it out of the trunk and just throwing the bags ripping and causing a big scene. And that's
well,
like,
he's,
no.
he's gonna have to deal with that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. But, geez, someone just got off air. Hello, area code 520, you're on the air.
I am, hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey.
You got any dreams or that you want analyzed or whatever that might be able to help tell what it means or anything?
But I was just listening.
Okay. I was just curious because you called in and you were on hold, and there's no one else here.
Okay.
Looks like they're
well,
cutting my calls.
I'll just continue listening.
Okay. Well, today the subject is we were talking about dream analogy, astral projection, and I've been promoting a book that I recently read by one of our top psychics, Living in the Psychic Realm by Kay and Jeffro E. Smith. And you can the book company that published it is Barnes & Noble, and you can get it at any one of their stores. If they don't have it on the shelf, you can't order it, because that's how I received my book. And if anyone wants to call, the number is... Where did the number go? The number is 773-897-6461. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm having problems with this keyboard. Or something's going on here. I don't know what my time is on this. Geez, I think I ran out of time. I can't see what's going on here. Oh, great. I'm going to have to cut this short. My computer looks like it just got hit with something, so I'm going to have to cut off of this real quick. I'm sorry, people. This was not expected. I'll get a hold of you soon next week. Wednesday I'll be doing another show, and it'll be on a different subject, and I'll let you post it on the Psychic Gone Wild and let you know. I got to get off this computer. It's about ready to fry.